Welcome to our village board meeting this evening. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
All.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome all to our meeting. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrad.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafferty. Here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Thank you. I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda.
Move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Atwood, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Announcements. First of all, we have a young Boy Scout here wanting to learn about village government. He's supposed to learn about something that's going on in the village and have to explain it. So we have to help him with his homework. Okay? Okay. On Tuesday, November 19th, right here at Village Hall at 6:30, we will have a public hearing on the upcoming budget or the proposed budget for next year. That is open to the public. The budget is available here at Village Hall for viewing. So if you'd like to take a look, come on by and take a look at it. It's also available online on our website. Thank you. So we invite you. Staff has been working extremely hard on it. I think they've done a tremendous job. And they are trying to be, to the best of their ability, great stewards of your precious dollars. So please take a look at that and be part of the process. Next announcement. On December 11th, you may see some fire trucks driving around town, around Delahut and East River and Longview and Orchard, or Broadview. They are conducting a Gifts for Teens program, and they are going to have a parade around town from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and they will be collecting gifts for their Gifts for Teens holiday program. If you'd like more information, I'm sure you can watch Facebook, their Facebook page. I know last year they announced it on that, but we will also try to get some additional information. But that is December 11th. They'll be driving around town to help them out. Another nice announcement. We've been advised that we have received a USFS grant. Chris, what does that stand for?
United States Forest Service.
Thank you. We applied for that through New Water to provide $21,000 to Alloway to plant 190 trees plus 60 trees for match along the East River corridor, along streets, and in parks. The project will kick off in January and run for 2 years. So thank you very much. On November 21st, Joshua, the religious-based organization that crosses religions, will be having a meeting at St. Matt's to discuss GBCI, the closing of Green Bay Correctional Institution. They are very much in favor of that, and they are bringing, I believe, some state legislators and community folks together to talk about that. They're going to have some speakers, and they want to continue to help with the push to close the prison. So that is November 21st at St. Matt's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Are there any other announcements from my fellow board members? Any other announcements from staff?
Just one briefly. The number of applicants that have applied for the water utility
clerk. We're roughly 140 so far.
Wow.
So instead of something that we thought would be 10 to 20 or so, that would be a little easier to deal with, a lot. So several staff are helping going through those, and they will be interviewing soon.
That's great. I think word's getting out about how great the village of Alloy is to work in. Any other comments or announcements? Hearing the only other one I have is Zambaldi property is going straight along, so they're doing a good job getting that up and running. So hopefully in February we will have Zambaldi's open. Okay, we will move on to item number 4, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Mr. O'Rourke.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloy Bike Ped Committee. Two items I'd like to talk about briefly is for the second year in a row, which is very odd, the 10-year capital improvement plan from the Public Works Department will not be updated. The old plan was so bad it couldn't be fixed, is my observation on it. I had a meeting on that with Brad, and that's my observation. So I'd like to see the 10-year capital improvement plan done this year, and it should be done every year like it had been in the past. And then secondly, at several meetings I attended, one of them, they talked about the difference between a variance and a planned development district for getting around the zoning code. And that has come up on numerous PDDs, and it's my concern that maybe the village in its closed meetings has been using the planned development district to circumvent the zoning code. So I'd like to look at that, compare the PDD to the variance applications, and see how Old Chapel Hill worked out, whether that was a variance or whether that truly was a PDD. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is it Jim?
Yes.
Is now the time for a question? I just, for clarification, we are doing an update of our village-wide codes, are we not? Is zoning part of that?
Yes, we are.
And zoning is part of that?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you. Judy.
Judy Poe, 2375 Riverside Drive. I would like to request once again, please, that everybody speak directly into their microphones.
Okay.
I'm old. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Was that directed at any one person?
No, several people.
Okay.
We hadn't said anything. What?
These guys don't say anything, so yeah, you won't miss it. Okay. Moving on to item number 5, ordinance 2019-09, amending the swimming pool fencing code from several meetings. And we've had discussions about that. Staff went back, put together the proposed ordinance. And I will accept the motion on this item. Trustee Genrich.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Green.
Second.
Any discussion? I know some folks had a concern, but I think the way it was written starts out with saying the village encourages multiple layers of protection for public safety, such as the fencing required above, and use of any following exceptions. And this specifically speaks to allowing the type of cover over a pool that is lockable. People don't fall through it, and so it's as secure a cover as can be found. Many municipalities do allow that. And the staff has done their homework, and they are suggesting we accept this proposal. So we have a motion to approve and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay. Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 6, action regarding Ordinance 2019-07, amending sections of Code 151, Animals. This is amending the ordinance to allow for or to have cat licenses, and it talks about dangerous dogs. Does anyone on staff have any comments prior to Brett?
Just on section, on the ordinance under section 151-2, animals at large C, the very last, the sentence should end in the program will be exempt from sections 1 and 2. Not this section, should be section 1 and 2.
Okay.
The only other comment I would have is our animal control officer and our code enforcement officer, and I worked on this, and there's a lot of help from Debbie to get in, and I think we've got much of it covered.
Okay. Okay. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'll move to approve.
Trustee Sampson. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Find it a little interesting that, well, someone made a comment that we're making sure we're licensing household cats, but we have feral cats running around the village. That just seems a little weird, but I would also just recommend that there is a typo on section 4, paragraph C1A, where it says the leash should be no longer than 4 feet in length. Feet. There's a space in between the last E and T. And the same on section 4C or 4D under prohibited in multiple dwellings. Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. Any other discussion? Trustee Green?
Oh, I just have to agree with you. The whole cat issue gives me cause for pause because it seems like the only people that we're charging are the ones that are the responsible cat owners. And we did this before and we got very few registered. I love the dangerous dog section.
Okay. Trustee Sampson?
Yeah, and on the cats, I raise that whole thing about environmentally, and it seems inconsistent that if you are a responsible owner, you can't let your cat outside, but if we catch a wild one, we turn it loose to do all the bad things that people suspect, you know, wild cats are the cause of. But hearing the numbers that we only do trap, neuter, and return with, you know, a handful, if we're a bigger budget item, I would, you know, compromise. There are taxpayers who feel like humans are to blame for these, you know, we put them there in effect, and that's why you cut them a break.
Yeah.
So, I was impressed with this. It's hard to write down an ironclad thing, but it's better than it was. And again, from talking to the animal control officer and the staff, they apply common sense and work with the homeowners and pet owners, and
yep.
This looks like it'll continue that. So, it'll look good to you. Thank you.
Good feedback. Thank you. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7, preliminary CSM for parcels AL58. Webster Elementary and AL58-1, Village of Alloway. So I have a motion on this. This is for Webster Park in our agreement with the school district. to redistribute that land.
Move to approve.
Oh, thank you. Subject, and that needs to be subject to review and approval by Brown County. Trustee Atwood.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Second by Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
And they'll have a certified survey prior to that approval?
I'm assuming the answer is yes. They'll have a certified survey prior to that approval.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? We have a motion and a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 8, action regarding memorandum of understanding between Wisconsin Department of Corrections on behalf of Green Bay Correctional Institution and the Village of Alloway. As long as it's there, we might as well get compensated for the money we spend on it. Do I have a motion on this item? Or, Brad, is there anything you want to say about it?
No, just for anyone that doesn't know, this memorandum of understanding is in relation to our number of police calls that are associated with GBCI, particularly investigation costs. So based on the numbers that we sent back to the DOC, they were able to come up with a partial payment of our increase, but it's a lot better than what it was, and it seems pretty cut and dry. The sheriff has reviewed it, the village attorney has reviewed it, and should be good to go.
And I know you're also working with Senator Cole's office to hopefully get it all changed so that we don't have to go through this every 2 years. Okay. Do we have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve.
And a second. Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
I just want to make sure we thank Sheriff DeLane for his help in pulling this together, his support. And he helped out with the contacts throughout the state. So he's helped us get this far as well.
Good point. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 9, petition of Andrew and Ashley Herons requesting the rezoning of parcel AL-1249 located at 2358 Jourdain Lane and legally described as 15,103 square feet, Libel's Addition Lot 17 Block 2 from A Residential District to B Residential District and to schedule a hearing. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
I would move that we schedule the hearing contingent on the Board of Appeals granting the variance. If there's no appeal, if the appeal is not granted, then there's no need for a hearing.
Okay. Do I have a second on that motion? Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Do you know why they're putting on an additional garage with a second story?
Yes, the intention is to have a two-stall garage with a studio apartment above. They plan for the majority of the year to house family and friends, but during the winter season, to rent it out for Airbnb. Long-term, they plan for their in-laws after retirement to live in that apartment.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 10, action regarding approval of petition from 1649 South Webster Avenue, LLC, requesting an amendment to the planned development district on parcel AL-44, located at 1649 South Webster Avenue, a.k.a. Zambaldi Brewery Development, to allow for an additional tenant monument sign and to schedule a hearing. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve and schedule a hearing.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Genrich, any discussion? I have one question. The building, the map shows Zambaldi, but it doesn't show additional businesses. It shows green space there. So are they not in between that and the right parking lot? Are they not building there?
This is correct. This is a lawn.
Yeah.
These would be the potentially at the three additional tenant spaces.
Okay, but that structure is being built right now. It's
correct.
Not. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Okay. Did we get a motion on that?
Motion. Mm-hmm.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 11, replacement of Langley Park playground equipment. Mr. Clark, fill us in.
Yes. The playground equipment at Langley Park is over 20 years old, and it has exceeded its lifespan. Every year we receive end-of-year catalogs from our different playground vendors, and this is a perfect opportunity to utilize that purchasing at discounted playground pieces through that program to replace playground equipment at Langley Park. Like I said, it's very aged, and we're looking to just put a structure in with a swing set and kind of gear it a little bit more towards the younger children, like the 18 months to, 5-year-olds, since the school's right next door and they have a little bit older age playground equipment. So we're gearing it a little bit younger at that location. We'll be putting concrete sidewalk around it as well. The Park and Rec Committee chose four different options. We went out for a survey for the community, and the community chose option number 4. You want to scroll down to that one. As a play piece to put in out there, and our staff will do the install of that equipment next summer, and that will help us with the costs on this project.
Thank you. Approximately, how large is that?
Just out of interest. Boy, good question. The area that will take up is about 20 by 30, something like that. So it's a relatively large piece. It'll more or less take up the same space of area of the play equipment that's there now.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood. Do I have a second? Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? A motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 12, action regarding memorandum of understanding between Brown County and the Village of Alloway for snow removal on the Fox River State Trail. This is year number 3 of this partnership. And it looks like the county's going to pay the first $10,900, which I think was the same as last year.
That is correct. This is the same exact agreement. The only thing that's changed are the dates.
Last year, we got maybe with that additional snow, we ended up paying $1,193 from Alloway, and the max that we will spend is $5,425. And it's worked out extremely well, and I know a lot of people are using it. Do we have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second? Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 13, summer office hours. It's November.
Just around the corner.
Mr. Lane.
The last few years, after we implemented summer hours, and we just kind of added a little bit on the front end and on the back end, and without going for a full year yet, that's the desire of the board, we're looking at changing it from the first week in April to the last week in October.
And when we were discussing this, you said that Friday afternoons are pretty dead here.
they are very bad. Just as another community, fairly local community, the community of Greenville, has moved this to a year-round. So I think you're going to start seeing that more and more.
So on Friday afternoons, are we busier in the winter than we are in the summer, or do people?
Probably not, but it's just one of those, at this point, just taking slow steps.
Yeah. Does it make sense to go full year at this point?
We've got it advertised right now. It's tentatively for this time period through the calendar that is put out by Monica. I can't think of the name of the calendar.
Yep.
Town Planner.
Town Planner.
Town Planner. Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, it's certainly something that's very, very doable. And having some of the flexibility to staff member may need to stay later on Friday. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve.
And second. Trustee Dart. Any discussion? I think maybe I make, oh, Chris.
Brad, I have a question. Help me. You know, even if there's just a couple of people who've come in on a Friday night or Friday afternoon, and I know how mad people can get, has anybody registered the Riot Act from that and complained? Why are we haven't run into that yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And the other question is, when we change hours or shift hours, I want to hear there's a cost savings. There would not be a cost savings because the hours are staffed the same amount. But is that a recruitment aid?
It does help with recruitment, absolutely. And there is a cost savings because we are able to, because we control the building temperature.
Oh, sure.
You can set it back.
On a hot Friday, you're turning it off or setting it back.
Correct.
Okay.
So, what does that cost? It's really hard to say. But there definitely is a energy cost savings.
Okay. Well, if it's a recruitment aid, you know, that balances out
recruitment and
the occasional convenience for somebody who maybe, you know, only has Friday afternoons available. So, okay, thank you.
It also allows people to stop in before work or after work, so the longer
hours. Yeah.
It makes it actually more accessible, I think. The people who can come during midday can come probably any day of the week.
Okay.
You bring up a good point about, you know, the changing of hours, and I just wonder, does it become confusing for people? So I would recommend you take a look at maybe next year. Going, I mean, I'm okay going now.
For the following year.
Throwing caution to the wind.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 14, the consent agenda will take A through D as one unless there's any objection. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Genrich.
Second.
Any discussion? A motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Report discussion. Discussion regarding nuisance premises. Trustee Green.
Actually, I'd move that we table this one until next meeting.
Okay.
Or postpone it until next meeting.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that? Yeah. Can I have so is that a motion to table? Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 16, update on the Green Bay Correctional Institution meeting with the governor. Many meetings ago, the village board passed a motion to invite the governor and Secretary Carr, who is the secretary for the Department of Corrections, to join the village board in a tour of Green Bay Correctional Institution and to have a meeting regarding our interest in having that property closed and made available for development. The governor's office did not want to meet with the entire board because it then becomes a public meeting, and it had the opportunity to become a media frenzy. Sorry. Media frenzy. I know you wouldn't be frenzied.
You rebel.
But they wanted to have a constructive discussion. So they requested that very few people attend. So I attended along with Administrator Brad Lang and along with David Robillard, the gentleman who created the vision for what the prison could be. And he also brings many, many years of experience in designing and understanding corrections facilities. So we wanted them to know that we weren't just asking to close it, but we had our reasons, we had very good reasons, and we had someone very knowledgeable in that industry to help. And he offered his help to the governor. But the meeting was constructive. We did a tour. It was a relatively brief tour. They had a lockdown in the facility earlier in the day. And so I think the time was well-timed. But the governor asked some good questions. He said, okay, you guys are landlocked. I know it's terrible to be a local government official nowadays because your hands are tied in many ways in your ability to generate revenues and to expand. And so we told him, or asked, that he consider closing it now, and with all the reasons that we've given him and everyone else. He said that he hears our plea and that he will take it definitely under consideration, but he sees a much larger problem facing us, and that is corrections as a whole, the whole corrections system. And he wants fewer prisoners, he wants fewer prisons, and he is pulling GBCI, or he includes GBCI in that discussion. We asked him to consider separating it because while many people support corrections reform and fewer prisoners in prison for low-level offenses, GBCI is a max security prison, and those men need somewhere to go, and they're not going to open the door and let them out. So he said he would take that under consideration. The good news is he's going to, or the news is that that $600,000 study that Governor Walker initially called for should be finalized in the spring. And they will have those recommendations. The governor also said that he expects that four pieces of legislation around corrections reform will be presented to the legislature in the coming months. And he believes that the success of those will have impact on GBCI. But he wouldn't commit to closing GBCI or supporting that. But he encouraged us. We asked, how can we help? Alloy doesn't want a handout. We want to help. And he said that we should get involved. And if there are any public forums around corrections reform or GBCI or anything else, we should be there. They told us that they would keep us updated on when those opportunities exist. So we will let the world know of those opportunities and encourage the world to attend. The first one, not run by the government, but run by Joshua, is on November 21st. So I encourage anyone in our audience and fellow residents of Alloy and business owners of Alloy in Brown County to attend. That's really the update. Did I miss anything, Brad? Secretary Carr was very nice. Kept saying that we have to change corrections, and we said we appreciate that, but you need to close GBCI.
One other thing that I think is pertinent to the discussion is the governor was extremely impressed at the work that the village has done, extremely impressed with the plan, the conceptual plan that was presented by David Robillard. Felt that we have really done our due diligence to show a case and thanked us for that.
Thanks for bringing that up. We did share and had David very briefly describe his vision. And we told them that there's a zip line from the top of the property down to the river. I said, if they close it right away, we'll put a statue of the governor there and a statue of Secretary Carr right next to David Robillard's statue. So, how'd that go over? I think they liked that idea. Fingers crossed, but it's a long road, and we just keep, it's not a fight. It's a debate, it's a discussion, and a lot of things have to align because we have a lot of people who have a stake in this. Chris?
President Rafter or Brad, how much of your tour was spent envisioning what it could be as opposed to the limitations? Because I would hope they were already aware that it's going to cost a ton, that it's no longer suitable. Were they already there when they came up acknowledging that?
Yeah, I think both the governor and the secretary understand that that building is well over 100, or it's over 120 years old. You know, it was all clean. I guess they didn't see the entire prison because it was an abbreviated tour. So they didn't see some of the areas that I think they could have or should have. But you get the feeling when you walk through that, you know it's old. You know it's designed, and David made sure that they understood that the design of today's prisons to truly help people are not designed that way. They were worried about what would happen to the historic structures, and we let them know that that big building out front would stay and be repurposed into something magnificent. So the majority of the meeting was the tour, but we still had, I'd say, about 20 minutes to a half an hour of a discussion in the warden's office. We also met the new warden, who was new as of May. Seemed like a very nice man, wanted to get together and wanted to get to know Alloway better. Any other questions? Okay. Item number 17. Is there anyone on the board who would like to see something on a future agenda?
Last meeting, we talked briefly about the need at the old water building up on Webster for repairs, sidewalk, driveway, roof, et cetera, et cetera. I wonder if we could make that whole building an objective of some sort, to say take a big picture of that, take a bigger picture of the whole needs there, how much we use it, who uses it, what kind of revenue it generates, how we can maximize maybe, you know, the historic nature and all that good stuff. So I'm not sure how to put that on an agenda per se, but something to that effect so we can kind of look at that whole thing.
Okay. How's that sound?
Very good.
Okay. Duly noted, Trustee Genrich. Thank you. Any other items for future agendas? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 18. Do I have a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. Specifically, developer's agreement for 2050 Riverside Drive and a possible land purchase. So moved. Trustee Harris.
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Thank you. We are in closed session.